got a long way to go, especially with the way they do things. If you want to keep launching things, well, maybe it'll blow up, maybe it won't. You know, you got to put, you know, eventually you got to put crew on this thing. So I think they got to change their philosophy on how they build things. I mean, if I'm building something at home, I'm going to try to test it the best I can in my garage before I put it on the roof. I'm going to, you know, put my rotating together and best I can, and maybe turn it on and make sure it rotates before I, you know, put it 40 feet in the air with a 2-meter antenna on it. So, you know, you just don't put it up there, push the button, oh, it don't work. Let's just knock the whole. We'll do it all over again. You know, that's not the way I think. Anyway, thanks, Charlie, for checking in. We'll do this all again next week, hopefully. For now, we'll turn it to Roy. We have the club info on tomorrow night at 8:30 on these frequencies, followed by Swap and Shop, and then followed by Newsline. Roy, over to you. AT2GSWS2N. For the Space Net report, back to you.
AT2GS, very good, Paul. You forgot the most important part of Elon's general plan. Before you blow things up, you find some government willing to give you $1 billion. That's the important part.
Yeah, without that, you're not going to have your billions of dollars anymore. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Not good. Yeah, I'm following this act. It don't look good. Back to you, Russ.
Yeah, these are not optimistic times. And, you know, without payoffs from government, Elon would have next to nothing. So, okay. Anyway, thank you, Paul, as always. Thank you for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for all that you do for the technical net and all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it, and I especially appreciate it. As well, I appreciate the participation of all the other people tonight. Again, I hope you had fun. I hope you learned some things and shared your ideas and thoughts. And I hope that you'll join me next Sunday at 8 p.m. when we do it all over again. As always, I want to remind people a couple of good lines from some good people. Dick, K2RIW, used to always end his tech nets with advice to be kind to each other, and that's great advice. And I always like to put up that good old Epictetus. He had a great quote, "It's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows." So, as I've often said, keep your mind open to new ideas, but don't open it wide enough that your brain might fall out. Because there's definitely some people out there whose brains have fallen out. Anyway, our rebels now are done. I wish you a good week. Stay safe, stay warm, stay dry, stay snow-free. Be well, and please try to come back next week. And this is AC2GS, and I will be clear. And it will be the end of this episode of the King of the LiveArc Technical Net after I say the usual thing, which is Slava Ukraini.
AT2INX. Tell me the frequencies for the ISS.